Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
So it is 14 minutes to 11 o'clock and I saw this week and I said, surely not. But unfortunately, it is true because almost 24% of us admit to flushing rubbish down the toilet. Every day, thousands of unsuitable items are flushed down toilets instead of being put in the bin, which causes blockages, it leads to sewer overflows, and it results in pollution in rivers, beaches, and the sea as well. Now, Elaine Doyle is Campaigns and Development Officer at Clean Coasts, who organised the Think Before You Flush campaign, and she joins me now. Elaine, good morning, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, not a bother. Tell us first of all, what is Think Before You Flush?
So Think Before You Flush is a campaign that was set up by Clean Coasts in partnership with Ishka Éireann. And the reason we set it up was in Clean Coasts, we were noticing a particular kind of waste on the beach and it turned out to be wipes and cotton bud sticks. At the same time, Ishka Éireann were having a lot of problems with build up in the sewers from the likes of wipes, fats, dental floss, hair. So we came together and to give this campaign, it's a public awareness campaign about talking about what we should and shouldn't flush down the toilet.
How long has the campaign been on the go?
It started in 2015 as a pilot project and it's developed more and more then since 2016.
Okay, brilliant. So the results of the survey that was done, 24% of us admit to flushing rubbish down the toilet. Who is doing the flushing?
So in a good way, I want to start off with something positive.
Good.
In 2018, that number was 36%.
Oh, great.
So
okay.
It is getting better. And I do understand, and actually when I was talking to Doc earlier, he said everyone's a bit freaked out that anybody flushes things down the toilet.
Yeah.
But there's two categories of people.
Yeah.
Some know to do this and some didn't realise yet until they hear me that there's only certain things you can flush down the toilet and they're the three P's, pee, poo and paper. Anything else goes in the bin. And a lot of it is just down to lack of understanding. A lot of people that I have done a lot of events, large events, small events, and I've met an awful lot of people and they say, God, I have never heard this in my life. And the person standing beside them might say, who has ever flushed a wipe? So if you don't know something, you don't know it.
Fair enough. Yeah. So and the survey results, that how did that break down by age? Like, was it were under 35s more likely, less likely, or an over 55s? How did that break down?
So it was found from the survey that under 35s are more likely to be flushing these items.
Oh, no.
And that's three times more likely than those over 55.
Oh my God.
This now is not to be pointing fingers at under 35s, but some of the reasons are kind of innocent enough. People that, especially with small kids that might be using wipes, some of these wipes do say flushable. So what are you to do? You flush them. And these are people that are busy. There's a lot going on. And another is, especially with younger women and people who are menstruating, that flushing menstrual products down the toilet, some of that is due to lack of understanding. They shouldn't be flushed. And some of it is just down to embarrassment and not wanting to put them in the bin.
Elaine, I remember reading something a while ago that said that the wipes that say flushable, the flushable just means that they will go down the toilet. It doesn't necessarily mean that they will break down when they are in. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not that they're environmentally friendly or anything like that, or that they won't cause problems later down the line. Is that the case, that the flushable doesn't necessarily mean flushable in the way that people might think?
Well, they might technically flush. And even if they're flushable, compostable, biodegradable, they might not break down quick enough. So if there's other fats and greases, and I was just looking through all the ingredients in a packet of wipes the other day and looking up what each of these ingredients mean. And a lot of them, there's chemicals in them, there's plastics in them. And even if they're safe to EU standards, that's still going into our water. Mm. So just the best place for them is in the bin. And I always think, it might say flushable, but that doesn't mean anything when you have the plumber called out and you still have to pay him or her.
For sure.
They don't care if it said flushable.
For sure. Elaine, we talked about wipes and we talked about cotton bud sticks that you found, that people were finding on the beaches. What were the other common items that people are putting down the toilet when they really shouldn't be?
Dental floss, hair.
Okay.
And kind of any kind of wipes is the main one, because there's so many different types of wipes, which... it's great to have convenience products,
sure.
But any of them going down the toilet are a big issue. Then if you bring us, we're going to bring us out of the toilet and into the kitchen, it's putting fats, oils and greases down the sink. They're all going to the one place. And the biggest problem is it's the meshing of all of these products together.
Okay. And that's where you get things like fatbergs and those kind of things that you might have seen on TV or whatever. Were there any really mad out there things that people surveyed admitted to flushing?
There is strange things people can flush, and I know I was in a wastewater treatment plant years ago, and one guy said, "We love working on a Saturday morning because you'll always find money, because people have money in their back pocket and it goes down the toilet."
You'd want to be hard up, wouldn't you, to go dive in there and start going around?
There's a benefit to every job. Clothing items, and they not necessarily going down the toilet, but going down manholes. There can be unusual things, and like they'll all end up in the same place.
Yeah.
So there is, it is the big one is like the wipes. And even I've found a lot of people go, okay, I knew about the wipes, I knew about the dental floss, didn't realize about the hair or contact lenses. It's just not thinking. But the main thing is that the toilet isn't a bin. It's a connection.
That's fair.
To our rivers and oceans.
Well, you said earlier about hair, people, putting hair down the toilet or whatever it is. Does the length of the hair matter? Like if somebody, say, shaves in the bathroom and puts the shavings down the sink or down the sink or down the toilet or whatever it is, does that causes a problem as well?
It's mainly long hair.
Okay.
With this campaign, the big thing is you won't do everything right.
Yeah.
So it would be, I suppose, ideally you're trying to keep even the little bits of hair out. But the bigger problem is the long hair. And I'm going to paint you a picture here. When you have the fats, oils and greases, and when they start to solidify and jellify, the hair wraps itself around them.
Oh, God.
To kind of bind it. And I'm just going to make it a little worse. Even one of the things hair holds as a natural product, it holds smell. And these fatbergs are manually cleaned out, and the biggest thing is that they're avoidable. So they exist, somebody has to physically get them out, but the pipe has one job, to move wastewater away from the homes to the wastewater treatment plant, and it's stopping the pipe doing its job. Somebody has to clean the pipe, and it is all very avoidable, but it's only avoidable if people know what to do.
Yeah. And what kind of issues this can cause, like overflows, and it can cause damage to rivers, and it can cause damage to the natural environment as well.
Yeah, so just starting at your own toilet, it can cause a blockage in the toilet, which is not pleasant.
No.
Then it can go down further down the pipeline, can cause block. It can actually cause wastewater coming up in the backs of people's houses, because it might push up. Then further down the line in the wastewater treatment plant, it can cause issues with the mechanisms, which when they have to be stopped, that causes an issue, costs time and money. Then further on, these products can actually make their way the whole way through into the lakes, into the rivers, into the ocean, where they're a problem for water quality and for marine life, and they can actually end up on our beaches. So when if you find a wipe on the beach, it's made an awful long journey to get there. It's amazing when you do see a wipe on the beach, it nearly looks like it came out of the packet. Like they do, as they say on the tin, like they're strong and they don't break apart.
Yeah.
But they're like the fibres are still together. And when you do find them on the beach, they've made a long distance there, but they haven't actually broken down at all.
Elaine, I feel incredibly weak after this. How do people find out more about this?
So you'll find out more about Think Before You Flush at thinkbeforeyouflush.org.
Brilliant.
And then you'll find out more about other work we do in Clean Coast on cleancoast.org.
Elaine, thanks a million for coming on and talking with us today. I really appreciate it. That was Elaine Doyle. She's Campaigns and Development Officer at Clean Coast, who organised the Think Before You Flush campaign because there are people flushing rubbish down the toilet. I don't know who needs to hear it, but please stop doing that because it's gross and it causes gross things to happen.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.